Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night,
and juice.
And green juice. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where Sypha Sounds is at right now. It's where I've been for a while, that juice life. How you feeling? You look like you're down a few pounds.
Juice life is great.
Feeling good?
I'm doing it.
A little pep in your step?
I mean, I don't know about all that.
You don't get on the scale, right?
Yeah.
You do?
I'm down 11 pounds.
No, that much?
Yep.
But dude, that is amazing. That's really strong. Yeah, it's also amazing because you were so morbidly obese to start that I didn't even notice that it was a full 11.
Full 11.
Pretty impressive. Hey, what's up, Random Letters? We're already recording.
Please go to 11.
So, a lot going on. People were upset with us. The listeners, they wanted more. Even though we're promoting the TV show, so they didn't care. They wanted more Juan-epperoos.
Juan-eppers. Hey, man, we get them when we get them. What do you want us to do?
Especially when it was hard. It's been hard for us to book guests because things have been so crazy. And not to mention, what a gem that Sean CNLV turned out to be.
Oh, that's who we did. I saw Just Blaze last night. And I was like, I was just talking about you with somebody being at the cutting room. And I couldn't remember who it was. It was Sean CNLV.
How do we talk? We talked about the cutting room?
You worked in the studio. Remember, Just Blaze worked in the studio.
Cutting room was a studio and a venue.
No, it was just a studio. The cutting room that's a venue now has nothing.
Unrelated.
I mean, I don't know if it's related.
But it's funny because
back then it wasn't.
It's funny though because when I first heard about it, thought of the studio.
Yes.
And I forgot. I thought there was a studio. I knew I didn't make that up. So anyway, Sypha Sounds, we are 1 week into the television program.
Yeah.
We are.
And even a full week.
You all right? Don't fall asleep on us.
Tired, man. Waste my time.
What did you think about the show? How did it go for you? What was the experience? What did you do for your TV debut? What did you do?
No, I stayed home. Watched it at home.
Just you and wife?
Yeah, my boy Silver from Toronto, because I was trying to figure out how to, I don't really live tweet during shows.
You've never done that before.
So it's like, when you're tweeting, you're not paying attention to the show.
Not particularly.
And good thing I had already seen the first episode a few times, like when we did a press screening.
So you were able to.
Yeah, but I'm not going to want to do that on the next episode that I haven't seen.
The next one you will. Because the next one's the one where they.
Yeah, or the next whatever episodes.
Right.
I want to watch it.
I know.
Not live tweet during it.
It's hard. But the thing is, we ended up getting a pretty good rating.
But then I'm also like, if I'm live tweeting, the people I'm tweeting with, are they really watching or are they paying attention to their Twitter?
I think that's a lot of what people do on TV now.
As long as the TV's on, fuck it.
That's what I'm saying. We can't get in the business of worrying about what level of attention they pay, because I think that's what people do. I think people are on Twitter while they're watching. I do it sometimes, depending on the show too, especially a comedy like ours.
I don't watch TV like that though. I focus.
Well, because you watch serious shows where you're in for the whole series.
Comedies. I don't want to miss a joke.
Me neither.
I'm not going to live tweet during Broad City.
Yeah, I got so annoyed with my friend the other day. I was showing them the episode, and my friend keeps talking. And I'm like, hey, listen, I love you. Yeah. Why do you keep asking me questions? I want you to see
about
the show.
About other shit?
No, about the show even. But I'm like, you have to watch. And then my other friend just being
like, what kind of questions?
So was this part where you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, just watch and ask me later. Because you're going to miss the joke. Yeah. I'm not saying that we did a show that is like some level of genius that can't be fathomed. Okay? I'm not suggesting that. But there are jokes that are subtle. There is subtlety to the show.
Yeah. There was like, my wife's like, oh, I'm so proud. I'm so happy. I'm like, shh. You got to watch.
Like, for example, just, you know, if you want to give us a little insight. So, for example, this one of my favorite scenes that Sypha and I did was the Angie scene. But there's nuance to that scene.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay attention, for people who just see one thing and then tweet, like, you may not notice little shit. Like, one of my favorite parts of the whole show is when you come in and you say, Puff Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't even,
she was getting a manicure.
Right. And so now I
remember I used to go see Puff and he would be getting a manicure and pedicure in his office.
Right. So that's why that's where it came from.
Yeah. It was like Puff Mommy.
Yeah. So she's hilarious how she responds to it. Mm-hmm. And then at the time I legitimately said, I don't even know what that means. If you're talking through, that part's funny. Everything about it's funny. Yeah. Your thing's funny. My saying is funny. And then when you piss off Angie, I start staring at you the entire time. It's all pretty funny and feels pretty real, and it's a really well-done scene. If you just talk through it, but there's what we're saying, kids. Pay attention, because we're giving you gems. We're giving you jewels. By the way, if you're a Juan Epstein fan and you didn't watch the show, I have a different kind of go fuck yourself.
Right.
Like if...
Like capitals.
Yeah, like...
Exclamation
points. If you enjoy what we do and you think we're somewhat funny and you're like, eh, I don't need to watch the show. It's literally a television show. I'm not saying it's the Juan Epstein show, but I will say there's moments where it's Juan Epstein.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's plenty of moments.
If you claim to be a Juan Epstein fan, how would you not watch
it? How would you? At least, even if there's parts you don't like, and you're like, what? There are parts with me and Seif, where it's just the two of us, it's the show. They took out, and then there's shit that you saw in certain cuts that didn't make it to the final cut. Like, in the early cuts of the first episode, when we were clowning Laura, when we left the room, they kept it in with you going, new Jack.
That's not in there, right?
No, they took it out. They took out such random little shit that I'm like, why'd you take that out? Like the part when I go, when we were watching Kanye and Kim, and I go, Kim tweeted me once, and you're like, retweeted you. And I'm like, still a tweet.
Right.
Well, why wasn't there,
that's why. Kim's not on the show. In the first cut, it was Kim and Kanye. And then on the final version, I guess they didn't get clearance from Kim.
Because of Kanye.
So that's why they were probably like, we'll take out the joke. But it still would
work. By the way, it still works.
Because if you see Kanye, you automatically think of Kim K.
Right.
So leave the joke.
Although, and they, by the way, they still had mention. My joke was still in there about they're like Sammy Davis Jr.
No, but it could have been the way you worded it. I watched. It could have been you talking about Angie. Because we kept saying her, but we never said Kim K. If you watch the edit. So we're saying, yo, these two are like blank and blank.
But they take it out.
So a viewer could just be like Angie and Kanye.
Which even though wouldn't make any sense.
Wouldn't make sense at all. Except for the fact that it's a her. Why are you counting us, Uchenna?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to figure out what your mic
is. I just connected it like this.
Oh. Is the camera on?
I just connected from the other mic. Yeah.
The camera on?
No. Uchenna is one of the nicest people in the world who one day I'm going to throw into a river. I just want to say that. Yeah, I'm going to feel bad when it happens.
He's a bit much.
What is it about him, random letters? He's like, he hovers, he stands right over you when you're trying to do something, he just stares at you.
Kind of slow.
He's slow.
Like, why isn't the camera recording?
For the interview.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, you could just start. You don't have to.
I'm still setting up.
I mean, well, you'll still be setting up for 45 minutes.
Like yesterday. You were there yesterday with the Iggy Azalea thing?
No.
Oh, no, it was Rascambi. Like, we had three chairs. They were all taken. I was standing up. And the cameramen are having a conniption fit. Like, you're not in the shot. Sit down. I'm like, widen the shot. Widen the lens.
You can only get but so wide without getting the door. We don't want it to look shitty.
Well, but you have to roll with the punches.
Or take it off of the tripod and work with it on the... So when I talk, you move it to me. And with someone else, instead of being a fucking stagnant video. And what makes you think they don't look shitty now?
Talk about it.
That's hurtful.
No, but he's saying, but he makes a good point. Like, we set up rules. Are these rules in place? Why are the rules in place? Move the camera.
Are your rules?
No, not my rules.
Yeah, like, why can't you move? Talking to, like, why can't you move the camera, Uchenna?
No, that mic's plugged in over there.
There is no mic. Fuck it. Why can't you move the camera?
We normally don't plug in the camera. We don't move the camera because we like three steady shots, and we have we have.
Why?
Just because it's.
No, I need more than that. I need. Why? Why do you have to have three steady shots?
Good point. You're asking a question.
Why can't you have two steady shots and one moving shot?
Yeah.
Because I watch a lot of TV and there's like a lot of moving cameras.
Yeah, we don't have the capacity for moving cameras.
You have three cameras.
You have hands. Your feet.
But our hands. Well, not everyone has steady hands. We want still shots.
Moving so there are people with bad. Does anyone have good hands?
I kind of do, but I don't like moving the camera around too much because, well,
we're gonna have a meeting.
Plus, but you know, you can cut to me talking.
Maritza's was live cutting in the back though, so if I move the camera, she's gonna flip.
Well, but we should talk to her about that.
I'm just whatever.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Don't waste my time. No. Tell him don't waste my time.
Who do I talk to see if I can test this mic?
We're in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah. If you want, go in the other room. I already set up that mic, though, by the way. The one over there already works.
So you don't have to have that in your face.
I'm fine with this in my face. Yeah, I'm already talking.
It's cool. You're fine. Just put it down. Okay. There you go. He's a good man, Random Letters. But I am gonna throw him into a river.
And here's the deal.
Talk about Random Letters.
He's following his rules, which I respect. He has a sheet of rules.
Yeah.
And he's following them to the T. And if I was to make rules for somebody and they follow them to the T, I'd be like, that's a good employee. The only problem is his rules are shit. But he's following them.
Right.
It's just who made them up.
Who made up the
rules?
That
person should go in the river.
Throw them in the river?
Yeah.
All right, I got a lot of people.
In the Crimea River.
Crimea River. He's talking about Ukraine, guys. Get it? So the show aired. It did pretty well. Ratings are pretty good.
Really well.
Are you happy with the, or you don't fucking know, do you? You don't pay attention to stuff like that.
According to what I read and what I saw, it's really well.
Yeah, I think it was
a
good start.
What did you expect? It was the first episode.
But Ian told us we were going to get a 15 share, like we were going to be Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty was shit in the beginning.
Ian said 15 share. No, I'm very pleased with the show. I thought it was super funny, and I thought it was really well received. I was.
I got no hate, and I get hate for shit.
Of course you do.
I know how it's popping because everybody's like, oh, all right, TV star. Oh, what's up, TV star? Don't get too Hollywood for us. You know what I'm saying? So the humble Scythe goes, nah, I'm just trying to make it. I'm just playing. Come on. Yo, TV star, Hollywood. Don't get Hollywood. Don't forget about the little people. Nah, I'm just trying to make it. Now.
New Scythe.
Not new Scythe. Just to deal with this particular issue. When someone goes,
to deal with
up?
This particular issue, Scythe.
Yeah.
Okay.
To deal with this particular issue, Scythe. They're like, what's up, TV star? No. Star.
Don't limit you to TV?
Don't limit me. Don't box me.
I agree. We are fucking out of here.
Fuck it. They're going to think it anyway.
Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, this week's edition of Juan Epstein is brought to you by...
Yeah.
The Juan Epstein Social.
Ooh.
Which is going down in Santa Monica, California.
Why not?
At Zanzibar on April 27th. It will be Cypher Sounds and Peter Rosenberg playing music, inviting their special friends, inviting chicks with big tits. I said it.
I don't know a lot of chicks.
Cypher, I'm not saying they're going to come, but as God... As my witness, I stand before you to tell you, I will invite chicks with big tits.
Got you.
I just want to promise you. Can you invite one? Do you know one chick with big tits in Los Angeles?
Ooh, yes.
You do?
Yes.
So then do it. So then invite. They're just men. They're just white guys.
She doesn't respond.
Just like suited up guys staring in our studio. She doesn't respond to you? Maybe you should just stop talking to her then.
Why? She's hot.
That's. Do you think she'll? What do you think?
I don't know.
Hit her right now.
No, she.
Hit her.
Can I tell you how I hit her?
Yes.
Instagram DM.
Instagram DM. Hold on. Do you know this person?
No.
You don't know her.
I met her. Yeah. I met her.
What does she do for a living?
She's a waitress.
Oh, hold on. Talk about it. She did not reply.
She replied a couple times.
And then it fit. Woo. Yeah, it did. Woo. Did she know who you were?
No. She didn't know who I was, but then she has to know from my Instagram.
If she looked.
She
might have been. Sorry, is she hot?
Yes.
She didn't care.
Yes.
Yes. Then she didn't care who you were. That's the problem. She didn't care. There's
LA,
a girl.
Because in LA, it's so much more.
Well, no. She didn't even look. Because she's a hot chick with big tits. She doesn't care who sends her a message.
She look, though.
You do?
Yeah.
Why? She said something that implied something?
Yeah.
Because there's a chick who I've talked to before on Facebook, who I'm not going to try to have sex with. I'm a married man. But she's so hot that I've talked to her. She's a waitress at a club in Vegas. Scythe, she's so hot.
Sounds
She
amazing.
Doesn't care who I mean... At all. Although every once in a while, it is nice. I still enjoy. Is it bad? Is that weird that I sort of enjoy being played in a weird way? Is that weird?
Yes.
Like, it's sort of fun to me. I don't care that much. I sort of enjoy it. So I guarantee you there will be at least one to two I'm not going to say chicks with big tits, but at least 1 to 2 actual big tits. 1 to 2 solid tits themselves.
Okay.
Meaning they'll either be one chick with a pair of great tits,
right,
or like one weird chick with just one good tit.
One tit.
Yeah. And one bad one.
And a bad one. Like not an okay one and a good one. Like
no, a deflated, empty, just sack.
All right.
So I will guarantee that. That'll be April 27th at Zanzibar. Now, Saif, as I plugged that, can I be honest? It sort of like got me excited, the idea of us like doing that a bunch. Like being like, we're going to be here.
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel good?
We should do that.
Doesn't that feel good? The idea of doing that. Like, hey, Saif, I hear nerdy. There's a feature coming out. Actually, let's see if it came out. There's a feature coming out about me on Radiolab. It's a NPR podcast. It's a nerdy NPR podcast. They, oh, Tony Kornheiser.
He has 3 games.
I hate Tony Kornheiser's show. So Radiolab is a nerdy podcast on NPR. They tour the country, Saif.
Really?
Just a couple of nerdy white
guys. Nerdy about what? What kind of nerdy?
One episode I listened to recently. Why am I telling you this? Oh no, Saif's going to go in the vortex. I'm never going to see you again. They did an episode. Well, this one you might not like because it has something to do with shit. And you don't like shit.
Jokes.
It's not a joke. They did a whole episode about where does the shit in New York City go. It was insanity. And they go to the fucking place on the Upper West Side, which I didn't like hearing.
What, like the plant?
The plant where all the shit goes.
Ugh.
But that's just one random episode. They do episodes of
like investigative reporting? Is it like Vice?
It's more fun. It's more fun than that.
Oh,
it's not so serious. Funny. It's not funny either. It's just like they're curious about how things happen. And
yeah, like it sounds good.
It's up your alley.
Yeah.
It's called Radiolab. So
don't say up yours and then a shit conversation at the same time. You got to space that out a little.
That is well said. That was a very good point. So, anyways, you can catch us in Santa Monica. That will be very exciting. And hopefully doing much more press. By the way, we still haven't heard back from Arsenio. Saif, I saw the lineup on Arsenio last night. Yo, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Don't diss them if you're trying to be
I'm not going to diss them, but if they don't put us on, I'm running up in there. Could we like do an old school hip-hop thing like that?
Yeah.
Like we just go up in it and like... Shout out to my friend Christina, who works at Jimmy Kimmel. She's insisting that we come by to visit at Jimmy Kimmel.
Let's go.
And we will do that.
She told
him all about the show, and he was interested. Not in having us on the show.
Right.
By the way, you know who else has a lineup that's not...
I don't, spectacular?
Conan sometimes.
No, I'm trying to get on Conan.
Like it.
But I need more time. I don't have the time.
What do you mean, time in your life?
Yes, like to sit down.
Can you prioritize that one, though?
I'm trying.
But like you should...
I'm trying.
You don't listen to me. I know you don't listen to me. Huh? You don't listen to me. I listen to you. You don't listen to me. Exactly. You have so much you do. For the next 2 weeks, can you just prioritize getting yourself out in promo number one? Because this is an opportunity.
I know.
And it could help everything else.
I know.
So you're like
right.
No disrespect. No disrespect to even studio sessions with rappers you like. They're still gonna be there.
You're right.
But the promo opportunity is now. I'm going on Good Morning America next week.
You're right.
If I have to suck a cock while I'm there, it's going to happen.
Mm. Let me ask you a question. Why would you have to suck a cock if you're already booked on the show?
Listen.
Because I think the cock suckage would be to get on the show.
It's a reasonable point. It's a reasonable point. However, when I get there, what if they say, yo, we like this. You should kind of come back and do more hip-hop stuff. And I go, all right, well, is anyone in need of relief?
Oh, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
What?
Let me tell you why I don't like you.
Okay.
You told Angie I didn't want to do that. In a bad way to make her seem like I don't want to do shit.
Well, no, I didn't mean, that's not why I meant to do it.
But that's how you come across, and that's what pisses me off about you. I meant to tell you this in private, but fuck it.
Okay. I did tell her that. Well, yeah. I was telling her about doing it, and I was like, Saif didn't want to do it. I said it like
not
that.
True.
You didn't want to do it.
No,
we all were looking at you like, why
I still don't want to do it. I
think that's not true.
But I didn't say I won't do it. I said it's corny.
Oh, I didn't say that you didn't want to do it.
But 5 minutes after you left, I told Kelly I'll do it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You thought you seemed really reluctant and didn't.
But
feel
that's
like
why you
should have.
I said it's corny, which it is.
It is. Hey, no, it's not.
And I said I don't want to do it.
We're talking about Good Morning America.
I didn't say I won't do it. We're talking about him talking behind my back. That's what we're talking about.
I backstabbed him to Angie.
Right here. No, you say half shit. And then you didn't tell the part where you called Stephanopoulos to get on there. Don't tell that part.
Why wouldn't I? Oh, I would tell anyone. It just didn't come up in that moment.
Listen to how that sounds. You go and tell Angie, I don't want to do Good Morning America.
Okay.
And that you're doing it.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I could see how it sounded that way.
That's how it came off.
I didn't mean it that way.
Where Angie's like, yo, why aren't you doing this? And I said, I am doing it. I'm doing another week.
Oh, yeah, I can see how when you're saying it that way. But why would I be bad-mouthing you to, like, I wasn't trying to make you look bad.
But on top
maybe
of that,
maybe I felt bad.
On top of that, you do that a lot.
I do?
That's how you come across. Oh, Rosenberg said you didn't want to do this or do this or do that. Interesting.
I don't mean to do that.
Because it's like they brought it up.
Is this a
hey, what's up, Ebro?
Ebro, hey.
Is this a show?
Yeah.
This is Juan Epstein.
Just try it. Don't fight it. Just try.
No,
it
Juan
feels
Epstein.
Good sometimes, yeah.
I didn't know if you guys were actually having a conversation.
No, it's Juan Epstein.
No,
it's Juan Epstein.
We don't have regular conversations with mics in our face.
Yeah. No, actually, Rosenberg does. You've ever seen him in the studio? Yeah, he doesn't do that.
No, Smoke Diz is coming in shortly. Right now, we're just talking about the show and promo, and he was bringing up how I back talked him to Andy.
This is
Hot 97, yes, the TV show.
Ah.
So we're talking about the promotional opportunities.
So yeah, they brought up Good Morning America, the DJ on Fridays, how they have the DJ.
Yeah, Rosenberg's going to get on television and spin 45s.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
So the that's girl a whole other said, level of corniness.
Oh, we're working you for GMA.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's so corny. Which is my guttural reaction.
But it was even worse than that.
No, then I said,
you're like, ugh.
Yeah, but I got to talk it out in my mind. Because that is a different type of cornball.
It is a different type of cornball. Now,
and then you're like, oh, maybe we'll do it together. I'll call Stephanopoulos. So I'm like, oh. And then I was like, are they going to let me talk about the show?
They said probably not.
Right. So then I was like, oh, this is whack. I'm still not saying no, I'm not going to do it.
That's how it felt, though. You can ask.
It doesn't matter how it felt.
Well, but it does. You can't write off how things feel. That's relevant. You're
a breakdown in communication.
Yeah, your expression elicits a reaction.
Okay, that's fine. But then you got to be there for the whole thing. Because then I was like, all right, fuck it. It's going to be good for the show. Maybe I'll wear a shirt that says hashtag this is Hot 97. Or an at Cypher Sounds.
Or at the movement. Hashtag the movement.
The movement.
Yeah.
So
people would be like, what's on my screen?
So then I spoke to Kelly. I was like, all right, let's do it. Then you were like, because you said something to me. You're like, oh, I got that thing you didn't want to do. And I was like, what do you mean? But I'm used to that because you talk sideways.
Sideways makes sense. That's the wrong word, use of sideways.
But that's how. But it's the same thing as you thinking I don't want to do it. Think about how it sounds or how it feels. Because it felt like I wouldn't do it.
That is how it
felt. Sounds like you're talking sideways. So, but I'm used to it. But then you go and say it to Angie and Drewski. Then I'm like, now you're bad-mouthing me around the station.
Well, I didn't mean it as
like
bad
I'm lazy fuck face.
No.
And don't
I meant
do
you
it.
Were crazy. I didn't mean you were bad. I didn't mean you were lazy is the last word I ever used to describe you. Insane? I would use that very quickly.
Yeah, but why is it insane?
Because to me, the second I hear about a platform that big, I would just say yes. Even though it's corny. I would just be like, yes. And you were
so
like,
that's just
bleh.
That's just different. Which
yeah,
is
but,
different.
Yeah, but I mean, I call anyone who's different than me. Insane.
Right, but you can't do that in front of other people.
Fair enough.
Well, you can't. No, you
I mean,
can't.
And let's be real. Angie.
I wish you wouldn't.
That's fair enough. And Angie and Drewski are like your family practically.
Can I ask a question?
But they are also blabbermouths, and Angie takes things like
yes,
negative
you're
things
right.
and blows them up.
Yes, you're right.
Like if like I'm fucking up now.
Yes, you're right. And to have a whole talk with you. Did she have a talk with you?
No, but she is not to the point where I was like, oh, a minute later, I said, okay, I'll do it.
Got it.
There's a lot of layers here.
As an outsider. Always layers.
It's like an
always
onion. We're
layers.
Like onions.
Well, I would like to say that Rosenberg, you're learning from this, is never speak on behalf of other people.
Yeah, yeah. And I've learned some of that over the years. I've gotten better.
Sorry, but I do think, though, you should learn, and I know you've been working on it for a long time, the emotional, physical, and verbal responses that you have or don't have are definitely hard for people to read.
No, I feel you. I know that.
And combined with Rosenberg speaking on your behalf.
True dangerous combination.
You guys can have a lot of issues.
Right.
Well, we do.
Everybody does, though. But yeah, I
everybody has a lot of issues?
Yeah.
Every relationship that's intricate.
Every relationship has issues.
Every relationship has issues.
But yes, you're correct, and I do work on that. But I also take a lot of, I don't know if the word is pride, but I also try to always be me and don't, like in the past, I've done things, like, okay, put it like this. It's pictures of me in a tunnel with a white gold chain on.
You were like, why did I do that?
Yeah. And
that was the thing to do at the time.
It was the thing to do, but it wasn't me. Right. And sometimes I go to the club now with Drewski. Drewski got on a motorcycle, leather, and Tim's.
Oh, God,
and
I like, can't wait. You know what I'm saying?
And like a gold chain, and he's popping, right? And I'm just there with T-shirt and sneakers. And I
That's
like
who you are.
And I like who I am.
That's right.
And I'm not saying I'm, like, going to avoid, like, I look at it
you're
like...
You're not... You, in the moment, you weren't quite sure if Good Morning America fit who you are.
No, it doesn't fit who I am. It definitely doesn't.
But it's just...
No. As a DJ...
Right.
I would go there and talk in a second.
Of course.
Because I actually like Good Morning America. I would go and talk about the show, even if it was for a blurb, as a DJ, and we watched the other DJs on there. And because I...
You know, we don't even know if you actually hear them play. They're just there.
But they do like the corny, like they want to be on TV so badly. Like I like being on TV on our show. That's a comedy show,
right?
Because I love comedy and I love
hip-hop. Guess what? Then we do things like, well, the second the camera goes, you go like you point like me and start walking, and let your headphones pull off. Who do whatever the fuck you want. They're not gonna stop you once you're there.
Right. No, I got you, and that's why I have to like calculate it.
But also, I have to say. Part of it was, and I should probably be more expressive, and I can be a pussy. Although, I will say this about Cypher. I'm glad we're having this dialogue. I sometimes find, I think other people who know you well find this too, you're, for some reason, can be intimidating to talk to.
That's so weird.
That's super weird. But people tell me that, too.
What, someone else told you that? Or
Yeah, I get that sometimes. So, but,
sometimes people are... Sometimes
what's the line Kanye says on Rick Ross? Too aggressive? Me? Too aggressive?
Right, and sometimes I feel so, I'll be like, I don't necessarily want to bring it up with him. But in the moment, I thought... Because let's be real, the offer at that point was out to GMA. We didn't know that it had been accepted yet. I'm like, I know if I'm going on, I know George is going to lock it in.
Yeah, you made a call.
So I'm like, that is a move that we should just do.
But I look at you making the call like, yeah, nigga, get that shit. And then you go back and say, Cypher's dumb. He didn't want to do
it. I didn't say that. I did not say that.
But that's how it sounded. Because that's how I was approached about it. When I'm like...
You said the N-word?
Yeah.
All nice like that? I know. I like
I'm like, yo, you know George Stephanopoulos. You made the call. To me, I'm like, yeah, get it. That's dope.
And instead, I turn around. I'm like, Cypher's
like,
fucking reach.
Don't want to do it.
Douche.
Insane. I thought you said insane.
Insane. Cypher, you can't. He does this. Said I'm too aggressive. Really? Me? Too aggressive? No, perfect.
I'm the nicest guy.
Here you go. Here's something I'd like to read you guys while you're sitting here. Here's a quote from the New York article that from you guys, both of you, back to back. It's kind of interesting. Ebro. The brand needed an outspoken advocate for that underground rapidy rap stuff, Darden told me. I knew the irony of having that person be very clearly white and not from New York would jar some people, and I welcome that. In June 2007, Rosenberg moved in with his grandparents in Queens and started hosting Real Late. What's the only fact that's wrong there, Cyph?
Grandparents in Queens.
Exactly.
You moved with your aunt and uncle in Long Island.
See, this is why he's my bro now. And they talk to me about every fact. And it's like, well, who cares about that fact? Well, no one except my aunt ran out and bought this article, of course. And she probably was like, wait, he lived in my... I fed him dinner every night. To ease Rosenberg's entry into the New York market, Darden paired him with Cypher Sounds, born Luis Diaz. Government.
Born. I mean...
Born Luis Diaz.
Born Luis
became
Diaz.
An industry veteran who had worked as a touring DJ for Lil' Kim. Cypher said of Rosenberg, he knew the music, but as an appreciator, not from living it. He had to look to me for knowledge of how the game worked.
I definitely didn't say that.
He said something like that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. I literally knew nothing.
Okay, go ahead.
Darden suggested that Rosenberg and Cypher record together before going on the air. Their conversation turned into a weekly podcast. By the way, I don't know if that's true. Did Ebro suggest the podcast? I feel like I suggested the podcast. I feel like he put us together.
No, he said, go in the room and see how you sound on the mic together.
He probably hadn't even heard of the word podcast.
Record your voice. He just said, record your voices.
That's what you're going with.
I mean, listen.
No, you didn't say podcast.
I don't think you used the word podcast.
He said, make some shit for the web.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Now, hold on. You want to go to court? Call me.
No, I don't remember exactly. You said go in the back room and record.
All I know is I told Sype we're doing a podcast, and Sype's direct quote was, what's a podcast?
What's a podcast?
So their conversations.
I still don't know what a podcast is.
Their conversations turned into.
Guess what? Nobody.
No, we don't.
Matter of fact, some people don't even realize that the idea of a podcast comes from.
Podcast?
iPod.
Oh, yeah.
The iPod.
Apple really has their fucking grip
on it. So anytime people are like, yo, do a podcast, well, it doesn't come across a pod anymore.
Right. Does it? So. This is my favorite part about us. Their conversations turned into a weekly podcast, which they called Juan Epstein, after a Jewish Puerto Rican character on Welcome Back, Kotter.
And wait, bullshit. Okay. Bullshit. Wow. I call bullshit because I specifically remember.
Specifically.
Telling you guys to record long form things because that's what you're into and you won't be able to do that on the show.
No way. There's no way
I remember that.
There's no way you would have known we were into that. We didn't even know we were.
The hearsay at this point, by the way, of all of us is.
No, you are a Howard Stern fan. I know that about you.
Yeah.
I know that about him.
I don't think you knew that at the time, Ebro.
Absolutely, I knew you were a Howard
Stern
fan.
I think after we recorded a few, then you might have said that.
Ebro, listen, you're deserving of your cut. When we start making the millions, you're deserving of your cut.
Listen, if Juan Epstein starts making millions.
I'm not going to say.
You're coming.
Juan Epstein is not.
Not only will you not be able to use the name Juan Epstein.
Oh, so you're coming for that. Okay, so.
No.
That's why because
it's already something.
No, we're not changing to Juan F. We can't be Juan Epstein.
Clear it?
You think they might give it to us?
We might clear it. What the fuck they got? They ain't got nothing going on.
Yeah, what are you doing? You bringing him back? He's dead. You ain't bringing Juan Epstein back.
Who owns Welcome Back, Kotter?
Someone. I don't know, but the character's dead. He
right,
died.
No, not the. He doesn't own it either.
No, I know, but what are they going to do is my point.
The studio?
Yeah, sell t-shirts, make more money off specifically one.
That's not how business works, bro.
Oh, yeah, they just want to check. Sorry. I mean,
they're going to sue us. That's what they're
going to
do.
That's what I'm saying. If millions start coming.
Oh, someone's not letting us do it. Yes, that's what.
So, you think they're going to go, they're making millions, but what are we going to do with it?
That's what I was hoping. All right, fine. Fine, it won't happen like that. Be negative about it then. All right, here we go. After a Jewish Puerto Rican character on Welcome Back, Kotter, some of the early episodes sound like awkward dates on which neither person has the courage to ask for the check. But they developed a rapport, and Juan Epstein has become an encyclopedic oral history of hip-hop, including unusually candid interviews with such luminaries as Jay-Z and Q-Tip.
Unusually candid interviews. That makes sense.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you know this about this guy.
He's a writer. He's a very good writer.
He has some shit here, too.
But luminaries, come on, relax.
Told you, motherfuckers.
She posted it? J-Lo just posted that? Did she at me? I'm trying to fuck.
No, but the Hot 97 Morning Show logo is
perfect.
Once again.
Thinking of myself.
Not about the station.
So.
It definitely added Hot 97.
Oh, perfect. While interviewing, Sife, you're going to love this line. This is how he tries to encapsulate Juan Epstein into one paragraph.
Okay.
Or me and Juan Epstein, I guess. While interviewing the producer, Large Professor, Rosenberg analyzed three of his tracks with nerdy fervor. You can blend looking at the front door, live at the barbecue, and faking the funk, all within a few beats per minute. That's a quote from me. I was like, that sounds like the kind of shit we say. Darden says of Rosenberg and Cypher, I wanted them to be partners, and it worked. When people went, who the fuck is that crazy white boy? Cypher went, that crazy white boy is with me. By now, they've been doing it for long enough that most people know who the crazy white boy is. Oh my God, Cypher, do you believe that? What Ebro wrote in print, whether he means it or not?
The crazy white boy part?
No, that you said it worked. You said it worked. Some part of it worked.
Things work, and then they stop working. Like computers, cars. The car did work. It doesn't work anymore.
We weren't a lemon, though. We did work.
It works.
A lemon never works.
Oh, listen. The Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg show lasted longer. It was the second longest lasting morning show on Hot 97.
After...
Ed and Dre.
Star and Buck only lasted
3 years. 99-02.
I know. Well, I said this. I've been saying this in my meetings with bosses a lot recently. I've been like, guys, and I'm sure you appreciate this. We have been told. We have lasted a long time on this station, considering if you only listen to bosses and like high up meetings, you've never done anything right. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, but that's
the nature of work.
Well,
I get
you
that.
Either because when you're at Hot 97, you either rule.
Right, right. We're in a weird space of like,
it's like playing for the Yankees. Nobody gives a fuck that CC Sabathia won 20 games unless
they won last
a motherfucking
night.
World Series.
Right, right, right.
True.
That's it. You can be on the Mets and win games, win 16, win Cy Young, and people be like, woo.
But you're on the Mets. You know what? Let's not go there about the Mets today. Anyway, so if you pick up the New Yorker, this very interesting, this article. Well, it's very long, at least, and it's about me, so I love it. Anyways, we're going to bring in Ebro. We're going to trade you out.
I'm out.
For Smoke Dizza. You're being replaced.
What were we talking about before?
You and how approaching you about things.
You're unapproachable.
That came in the middle, though.
That came from Good Morning America, which was promo talk about the show.
Oh, Conan.
Conan.
Sit down and work on Conan.
I was telling Seif that he does a lot of things, right? And I was saying in this particular moment, because he was saying he wanted to work on Conan, but he doesn't have time, getting on. I said, you might want to prioritize that right now for the good of yourself and the show, because the other shit you do is going to be going on, but our promo opportunities are right now if we're able to push this
show.
Or
the most important thing, which is the comedy TV show that we're on.
The comedy TV show. And by the way,
about the radio
it's a comedy.
Station.
It's a comedy.
It's not about DJing?
It's not, well, that's my one disappointment. I thought it was going to be more about battle.
Is that
battle
a tariff jab?
It's not about...
no, it's all the questions about the show. About...
It's not about battle rap and what, bars.
When's
and
the argument?
Artists.
There's an episode, though, about the New York rappers. When's that one?
That's Nebuary.
Why would that 13. Happen?
The people suggested it.
But even if it was a reality show.
Why would you include that?
Why would we do that?
Because, yo, you got to keep it real about
no,
the
even,
culture.
But even the New York Times wrote that. Even the New York Times is like, well, it's missing things like about you. They're disappointed
I guess
in Ebro.
They're looking at it as like just...
No.
Radio.
Well, no, that goes to show you how radio, because you turn it on and you hear song for song for song, you hear a DJ come on, shout some clubs and neighborhoods and a contest, they don't really know how dynamic true personalities can be. Right?
Is it because they're so accustomed to us?
Well, and Hot 97 is only seen as hip-hop. Street hip hop.
Oh, yeah, to outsiders.
Black.
Right.
And serious.
Yeah, I got
we
you.
Don't have fun in hip hop.
But when we make
why
big
you
news,
smiling, son? Ain't shit sweet.
When we make big news, it's because of something serious.
Or negative.
Something negative. That's what I mean. Something negative. When we get on like all the news, all like flooded, Hot 97 is in hot water again.
That's what they like.
Negative.
Right.
We're going to do a show around that.
There's so much.
Show about our hot water.
Positivity around here.
So, but.
And we make people happy every day.
Every day. But get no credit for it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Guess
what?
That's my new shit for 2014.
Don't get credit. But we're going to get credit. That's
someone says
we'll get credit for the show.
When someone, I don't know how you can show appreciation, but when someone tweets me and says, I can't get out of my car because of the mix, that is like a fucking 1,000 puppies.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the most amazing shit when someone says that to you. Or I was feeling down today when I woke up and you fixed me up. Like,
well, that's the crazy part is like doing this show. You hear that quite a bit over the years. Like, even though that's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like we do a nice job, and the show's doing that right now for people. People feel really pleased.
Which one? Hot 97.
I meant the morning show, but yes,
oh,
this is
the Hot 97 morning show.
Hot 97 morning show. Which is an amazing name, by the way, for a show.
We need a name.
Need a new name for the show.
We need a new name.
I like. We should take ideas, actually.
Good Time Gang.
The Brunch Bunch.
You keep throwing out the Brunch Bunch. You love that shit.
It's such ridiculous. I just love it.
You don't want to name our show after an 80s...
movie. St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, the St. Elmo's Fire mix.
St. Elmore
Fire. St. Elmore Fire? St. Elmore Fire.
16 Candles.
Footloose.
Yo, Footloose.
Day Off.
Oh.
How about Ebro, Cypher Sounds, Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles Day Off, morning show? Anyways, if you have any suggestions for a name for the show, feel free to tweet us. But we do need a new name.
The Outsiders. The Outsiders.
I improvised my Take It Personal name, and it's worked very well. I had a group of improvisers come in and improvise until we came up with the name of the show.
And how did you get to Take It Personal? Hip-hop was in mind. People like...
They had no idea there was a song called Take It Personal. They were just improvising.
And it just lucked into that.
And I was like, ooh, Take It Personal.
Because it's everything. It's personal.
You're telling personal stories at my improv show, but Take It Personal is the song where I learned how to scratch.
And it's game. It's rap. It's just hip-hop.
You know what I'm saying? It worked out.
Take It Personal in the mornings.
Take It Personal improv show, morning style. Weekday 6 to 10.
All right. I want to call ourselves the Good Time Gang.
I like Good Time Gang. Just positive vibes.
Because then it could be GTG, and then we could go toe-to-toe with TGT.
Wow.
GT.
Genuine Tyrese.
Wait, Good Time Gang.
Versus TGT.
I'm playing. I don't know what that is.
I'm a good time gangster, GTG.
I'm a good time gangster, GTG. Can you really do gangster, though, with good time? Can you be a good time gangster?
That's the whole point. That's the whole irony.
Yo, the Good Time Gangsters is a hilarious name for something. What do you mean? We're gangsters. We just have a good time.
Gang just means you're a group.
Yeah, we just hang out together.
I would have went with the Good Fellas, but it leaves Laura out.
Yeah.
But she's a lesbian.
The Good Fellas.
We could just call her she's not Karen.
Karen!
Laura.
Do
you know what these people are like? They're not Jewish. So anyways, Ebro stopped in. Sorry for that random. So he needed to talk, you could tell. He's so sensitive.
And then diss us. Diss our podcast.
He can't help it.
So weird.
Saif, not everyone gets therapy. I mean, my header?
Gotta get therapy, man.
Therapy's the best.
Yes.
How many times are you going these days? Just once?
No, I had to fall back.
To once?
Once a month.
No. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with... Oh, God. When did you start doing that? You may lose it. Once a month is low. You're not going to stay at that once a month forever, are you? See, look at him. He's contorting. Oh, God.
Nah, it's cool.
By the way, I just got another email. Looking good for a one-up in London. That's starting to look promising.
Yeah.
So... The thing is...
Far away, though. What the fuck?
Well, the thing is, he's at security, so he's going to be here any minute. Yeah, if you don't mind. He said he should be coming up. So the thing is, we do April Saif in Santa Monica and late September in London, or mid-September in London, wherever. We might need to find some stuff in the middle.
Yeah.
I'll just fill it in.
How about, I don't know, what if we do something in New York, where we live, where there's tons of venues and fans? Probably the most about it fans.
I gotta be honest. Here's my thing. I wonder outside of New York where there's the most Juan Epstein fans. And in a random market, how many are there? Are there a couple hundred? Yeah. Like in San Francisco. Will we get a couple hundred people in San Francisco?
I don't know. Will we get a couple hundred people in LA? I know listening, but to show up to our Juan Epstein social?
If you're in the Los Angeles area, you're gonna need to tweet us and let us know that you're coming. I think we're charging a very low price, like a $10 cover or something for a night of fun. And we're not going to really make any money, but the people helping us promote, we got to get everyone taken care of.
We got to make sure we pay for the venue and stuff.
You got to get artwork. You got to get stuff done. We're just trying to do it to hang with the people. And like I said, get some of those tits in there. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Oh my God, I'm tempted. You know what I'm going to do on Juan Epstein? So did I read you all the comments from my wife's Barstool article yet?
No.
You didn't hear them yet?
I heard some of them.
I gotta share these with the listeners. They're pretty good.
We gotta figure out that approaching me thing. I still need to know about that.
About why it's hard to approach you?
Yeah. I don't like that.
It might be leftover from the past. Like maybe now you wouldn't respond that, but maybe it's like when an animal gets injured when they're young and then they always favor something. Well, I think I used to probably approach you about stuff in a way that A, you didn't think was clean. B, it took you... B, you didn't trust me at all. I don't know if you know this. It takes a long time for you to trust people at all. Like, I mean, I'm not saying right now you would trust me with your bank account, but I'm saying back then, trust me that when you turned around, I wouldn't physically stab you with a knife.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You build up trust, and then you do that shit to Angie, which makes me feel weird.
You shouldn't look at that as distrust, though. I know, I guess it's hard, but I'm just a blabber mouth more than I am a... Not
I don't even mind you blabbing as you make it sound like...
But who made it sound that way?
Well, you're right, because all I... But I also factor in, I know how Angie talks. You
got
to understand.
Okay, so you got... Because you got to take that down.
But I'm saying you...
Because I remember... I do remember her reaction being like, her facial reaction being like, me thinking, okay, it's not that big a deal. But her face being like, what? And I'm like, no, I but it's Angie.
And you don't say, oh, and I'm... family friends with Stephanopoulos.
So it makes more, it makes a lot of sense. Yes. Yeah. I guess I thought, maybe I felt that would have been douchey if I said, I don't know.
But how's the other part not douchey?
I don't know. I don't know.
And I was telling everybody about your fucking New Yorker article.
You're bigging me up too?
Yeah, I big you up.
I big you up nonstop too.
Big you up on the regs. What's up, Dizza? Kush God.
Kush
oh,
God.
I should have stood up if I...
What up, man?
Kush God.
Stood up.
Yo, where's Blunt Kush Smoker?
What up? I left Blunt Smoker at home. Man.
What the fuck?
He's still sleeping. He's taking a blunt nap right now.
A blunt nap?
What's a Blunt Smoker?
Blunt Smoker.
Talking that mic,
a
right
person?
There.
Yeah. Blunt Smoker is a human.
Okay.
He's one of my best friends. He's on that record with me and Ty Dolla $ign called Pass Off.
You are wearing a New York Islanders.
Oof, it's so real.
So
I'm a New Yorker.
No, I feel you. I do. I wear the same thing.
And over a hoodie.
I hate Red Sox fans. They're like, oh, you like the Yankees? I'm like, oh, I like blue, and I like it has NY on it, and I'm from the Bronx. No, I don't like the Yankees. I don't care about sports. Shit, you made me forget what I was going to say.
About his jersey?
Oh, sidebar. So every New York team, except for the Yankees, is orange and blue like that? I guess that's the colors
the
of
Jets.
The state. Oh, yeah, the Jets. The Jets.
Islanders, Mets.
Well, Knicks, Mets, and Islanders.
Yeah.
That's the color of the state. So do a lot of teams in other places, is it their state or city colors that they're rocking?
Sometimes. It's just random. Sometimes.
Oh.
Some places, yes. Some cities, all the teams have the same colors. Sometimes they don't.
Right.
Oh, D.C. What's y'all color? Burgundy?
D.C. Well, Redskins are burgundy and gold. Nationals, Bullets, Caps are all blue and red.
And the Wizards.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I said Bullets. Wizards, Caps, Nationals are all variations of blue and red. So, yeah, it depends. Real quick, before we get to our friend Smoke Dizza. So we'll get more into...
Hi, man. That stench. That stench.
You didn't bring a G-Pen with you, did you?
No, I didn't. I should have.
Yeah, you should have.
Why wasn't I thinking?
I don't know. We could have hit it right now. Wouldn't even matter. Hey, so...
So that's the thing with G-Pens. You can just smoke weed anywhere.
Pretty much.
It doesn't even fucking matter.
No, not really.
There's no smell. There's a smell.
There's a smell, but for
five. It goes away for like 2 seconds.
It's not smoke.
No.
No. It's vaporized.
It's smokeless dizza is what it would be.
Smokeless dizza. I like that.
So, Syph, we'll talk more about why I should be better about approaching you about things. But
I would like to say approaching me is one thing, and I don't even give a fuck. It's just saying shit to other people.
Sorry. Let me say that again. We're going to talk about two things later. One, about me approaching you better about things. And then two, I'm going to try this. Hold on. I tried this yesterday. It didn't work. I'm going to try it. Watch this. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
I appreciate that, man.
I shouldn't have said that. There was no need. When I was telling him about doing Good Morning America, I didn't need to throw in that you didn't want to do it. Unnecessary.
You just need to say you're doing it.
Right.
Which is...
Maybe I felt guilty in some way, and that's why I projected it. I don't know.
Which is all positive.
All positive.
You're
why,
doing it.
Why mention something negative? So I apologize.
Negative is...
bad.
People only remember that. What is it? A lie travels halfway around the world before the truth even gets its pants on? Mm. Why did the truth have its pants off?
In the first place. Hey, Syph, the reason I said that, I don't know if you remember this from yesterday, but when T.I. was on the show, he definitely seemed tight with me throughout the whole interview.
No, I don't think so.
You didn't hear the little stabs?
I heard...
some gay stabs...
oh, some Jewish stabs. I took those as jokes, though.
So did Ebro. I didn't. I added them up. I was like, that was like 4 little stabs. And, you know, it's an awkward position. Me fighting back in situations like that's a little awkward. So afterwards, I was like, why? And he was like, there was that time you said something.
Right.
And he pointed out, a long time ago. I've seen him since then. So I...
Jail's a rough subject.
Yeah, so it was a jail joke he didn't like. So time passed, and we were all sitting in the room. You may have even been out of the room. You left the room.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was me, Iggy...
Her fat ass,
Laura, Ebro, and him, maybe Yvette, like maybe one other person, but the room had quieted down. And so I was just like, yo, Tip, I was like, by the way, man, sorry. I was like, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean it in any way. It was definitely a joke. And he totally blew off the apology, like, it doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. And I was sort of like, but it does matter. And I hate it. It's a bummer because I'm trying to man up and apologize. Right. And I hate when I man up to apologize and then cats go, don't even worry about it. It's not. It is something because you wouldn't have made gay jokes about me on camera if it was nothing. So anyways, hopefully you took the apology later.
Can we have an apology episode of One Ep?
Just talking about apologies?
Why is it so fucking hard for people to apologize?
Guess what? It didn't feel, what I just said to you, I'm sorry. It didn't feel, it felt great. It felt good. It didn't feel bad. It feels good.
But I'm also very accepting of apologies. Because I often give them. I don't know why people are like so weird about saying sorry. Like it takes away your manhood.
And then accepting it.
We'll get into that. You know what? Kush God is here.
Kush God!
Yes.
Dream Zone Achieved is out. The Smoked is the album.
Right.
Actually, I'd like
you
to.
Send to me?
Yes.
Send the clean?
I sent the cleans.
So I would like to, for the sake of efficiency, do a little double up Juan Epstein / Real Late right now.
Ooh.
So let's not curse. Let's try to keep it clean for a minute.
Right. Fuck out of here.
So Kush God Smoke Dizza is here.
Yes.
The album is out.
Yes.
What number album is this for you?
This is my third in studio album. To people.
How many live albums do you have?
Live albums, this might be my 7th or 8th.
So you have a lot of people on this album.
Yes.
And you're doing it totally indie?
Totally indie, through my own company.
Why? Why is it totally? It feels like this could have been on a label. Is this your choice?
I mean, labels had chances, you know, but it was just, you know.
It didn't happen
for whatever reasons.
And so you just were like, a lot of people might continue to sit and wait and try to see where it goes because the body of work you were sitting on is very impressive and you knew that.
Yes.
Who are the features?
I have Absol, Currency, Wiz Khalifa, Joey Badass,
Ty Dolla $ign.
Dolla $ign, Blunt Smoker, Nemlo, Cameron.
Blunt Smoker is a person.
He's a person. Human.
Blunt Smoker's a person.
But you said him before Cameron, which was amazing. shout out to Blunt Smoker. But Cameron. Okay, who else?
Yeah. Cameron. Pete Rock. I have a lot of, like, you know.
And then production you
heavy
have.
Heavy on production.
Who's the
Pete
production?
Rock, DJ Dahi, 183rd, Harry Fraud, of course, Ski Beats, Lee Bannon. List goes on.
Who was that one?
Jalil
Beats also.
Shout out to Jalil Beats.
So you have a lot of production. You have a lot of features.
A lot of features.
And it's totally indie.
Totally indie.
Yeah.
Really effing cool entertainment.
Why'd you make that sound?
Doesn't he do like a sound like that?
Right.
What is he saying?
Right. Right.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's just a sound. That's just a sound.
Yeah, that's my thing right there.
Are you... What's the expectation then for an album like this?
Well, for me personally, to actually do something independently on my own and funnel it through my own company and actually get to see the residuals and not have to wait for any weird back ends or some, you know, something like that. It's like the expectations is, you know, to tour, sell a bunch of records and lead up to the next thing. So, I mean, right now we're number 3 on iTunes. And it's on the hip-hop chart.
What's ahead of you? YG?
No.
YG already is down? It's only been 2 weeks.
YG is 5.
Okay. What's 1?
1 is Doe B. Rest in peace,
that Doe B. mixtape is number one.
Sorry.
And number Doe 2 was the
T.I. mentioned him. Who's Doe B?
Doe B was T.I.'s artist.
And he got killed?
He got killed.
And then that's because he said he had a release party for it.
Yeah, that was a zoo.
Alabama came out.
That's Doe B. Yes.
His he tape. Got killed.
Yes.
Recently.
Yeah, a few months ago.
Yeah, a few months
Jeez.
Ago. Yeah, rest in peace, Doe.
So that he's number 1. Who's number 2?
He's number 1. Number 2 is our natives, Mobb Deep. So, you know, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at that.
Can't be mad at that.
So
there you are.
And you're number 3 on iTunes, hip hop.
There's a number 3 hip hop.
Wow. How are the reviews for the album?
Great.
Really?
Rave reviews.
You're most well received? Because that Fraud record was amazing, too.
Yes. We're actually, we pushing that one, the Fraud record. But rave reviews and, on Twitter, it's just been this classic word floating around. I don't like saying that.
But people really like it.
People really like it, though.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
awesome.
For our Real Late listeners, we're going to play some music off of Dream Zone Achieve right now.
Yes.
And come back with Smoke Dizza Zone. We'll talk about some wrestling and more about Dream Zone Achieve, which is out right now. Harlem
Sorry.
Zone, Smoke
Sorry.
Dizza.
Wrestling?
Wrestling.
I'm going to step out.
Cypher Sounds is here, but he's stepping out. It's Real Late Hot 97. So as we continue, dream zone achieved.
This is, where are we now?
We're back. We're already back from the music.
Oh.
We're back. Dream Zone Achieved is out, Cypher Sounds.
I heard.
You only come up for the guys you like. That's why you come up to real late.
Yeah, I like Smoke Diz a lot.
Although you do nights now. Now you're on Monday through Wednesday in my slot.
Yeah, don't tell me about it.
Tired.
So tired.
Can we get on some Smoke Diz this week?
Yeah, he sent me the music. He hit me the other day, which I respect. Listen.
You definitely got a shout out on the album, too.
No way.
Oh, auditor. Yeah, there's definitely.
What do you mean? Vocal or?
Vocal shout out.
What?
Yes. Now listen, granted, it's in a song with 200 shout outs.
Okay.
But, still, but it's early.
It's early though.
Alphabetical order?
And in the Hot 97 shout outs, he only says like five names.
I respect it.
People have shown.
I respect
me,
it.
Flex, you, Enough, Carly, Ebro. Six names. We've looked at. You really went through on the shout outs.
But listen, artists, rappers, managers, promotion people, don't get mad that I'm not playing your record if you haven't yet given me your record.
Does that happen a lot?
Yes, which I'm noticing now that I'm back in the game of playing new music. People get mad. Yo, why you didn't play? Send it to me clean. That's all I ask.
You ask two things. Speak to you cleanly,
right,
and send me clean music.
Right. And Smoke Dizza hit me the other day. He's like, yo, can you get some Dizza on in the nighttime slot? Yes.
Yes, I can.
Send me music. I'll tell you right now, I can play new music now, which I'm very happy about. I'm not on this new music hunt and journey like Rosenberg is.
Get you like, the music. Right. Make
just
it easy.
Make
what do you think
easy.
He should play? You think he should play Fat Bastard? What do you
think he should play Fat Bastard. I don't know. I don't know, definitely.
I don't know if it's. Is that a fraud one?
Yeah, that's the fraud
That's fraudy.
And yeah, you should play Ghost of Dipset because, you know, we are.
And what's this Ty Dolla $ign thing?
Pass off. Play that.
What's up with
is that about chicks? I mean, is that about chicks? Or is that about
it's
blunts?
It's actually, it's about a bit of both.
Chicks, blunts,
life.
Mine. How does your lady feel about when you have chick records?
Well, she prosecuted me prior to this new album coming out to me explaining to her, like, okay, look, you're with the other guy. Smoke Dizza is not, you know what I mean? Smoke Dizza is just, this is a character.
But doesn't that character go out and live sometimes?
The character lives, but he doesn't live like others live.
Got it.
He lives very cleanly. You know what I mean? Very clean. He's a very clean guy.
A nice, clean, clean piece of meat.
Yeah.
Pause. A nice, clean piece of meat. He goes out on the road.
Yeah. I'm chilling all the time. I'm just, you know, I'm not on that wave.
You have children?
Yes, I have children. My beautiful kids.
How old are your kids?
5 and 9.
Has having kids affected the way you've had to pursue music?
Yes.
Probably affected even this process of deciding you couldn't wait for labels and that you need to make moves.
Bingo. You know what I mean? Because, you know, other than getting show money and doing features and doing other stuff, you know, you want to put out your body of music and be able to live and eat off your masters for real. So, I mean, for me doing that and be able to feed my family, put my kids in better schools and do things like that is amazing.
Are your kids in private school?
About to be.
Woo, okay.
Private school.
Charter school, I'll take it.
Charter school, ghetto private school.
Exactly.
you're from the Bronx. Born
I'm
and
from
raised?
Harlem.
I'm from Harlem.
Yes,
sorry.
Born and raised.
Born and raised in Harlem.
Yes.
Where'd you go to school?
Brandeis.
Okay.
Right in my neighborhood.
Right in your neighborhood. Shout out to Bodega Bams. He went to Brandeis too.
I love that he shouts Bodega Bams.
He shouts them out on the song, too.
I was involved in the middle of some weird thing that I didn't even know I was in the middle of.
Yeah, we all were. We all were in the middle of it. I think we were all part of making it good, though. It was all part of it.
Yeah, it was a combination of a lot of things.
I had phone calls. I had to have phone calls about it.
Cleanly.
Yeah. I had Mike Curran phone calls. I had Johnny Shipes phone calls. There were phone calls made. You and Bams are good. But Tam Boys.
Those are my brothers before rap.
So, okay, here's my question for you. At some point, y'all made up, and people make up, and things were weird, and you make up, and you're like, all right, we made up. But then at some point, it felt like it actually got good.
Right.
Is that how it went?
Yeah.
You made up like, people want us to make up. Let's make up.
Yeah, like, all right, enough of this. Like, you know.
But then
I mean?
it led to actually being cool.
Exactly.
And now everything's good.
Everything's
like me and Khaled.
To normal. But
right?
In our days, like, we always fight. Like, those are like brothers, like family, like their mom. It's like my mom. My mom is.
You
like
know them
mom.
Like that.
Yeah, like it's deep.
Ola and
I heard.
Ola
yeah.
and Bams. Like, you but know, it was like.
But I'm gonna tell you what. But business got in the middle.
Yeah, that's all it was. You know what I mean? And just wrong messages getting taken ways that it shouldn't have been taken. But That's nothing.
Hey, listen, his name is Smoke Dizzle. He's in the house right now. If you want, if you're listening on the radio and you want to hear the entire YNF Scene podcast with Smoke Dizzle, I suggest you download it on iTunes. And I suggest you cop that album right now. It's called Dream Zone Achieved. You know what I'm saying? Dizzle, very excited for you. The album's fantastic.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Whoa.
I literally just closed my computer. I should have bought it.
Why didn't you buy it?
I'll buy it when I get home, but I should have bought it right now.
You should have. Just go on iTunes and buy Dream Zone Achieved and listen to the podcast on iTunes.
You know the only thing else I bought on iTunes?
What?
Schoolboy Q.
Oh, so you got the first one. You gotta get
Hands on the wheel. That one.
Yeah.
In front of
Shout out to Schoolboy too.
I bought Oxymoron. I bought what did I buy last? Oh. I bought Cuddy.
I bought
Cuddy.
iTunes.
I know.
I gotta buy Cuddy's. I gotta buy Cuddy's. I bought
No, it, don't
I bought
get me wrong.
YG.
I didn't buy YG yet. I'm gonna buy YG.
I bought Oxymoron.
Did I buy YG?
I gotta buy that.
Oh, I didn't buy YG yet.
Oh, you know why I have to buy it? Because fucking Spotify. We're back on One Epstein now. We're clean.
Okay, cool.
Because fucking Spotify only has the clean version. Normally, I don't give a fuck about that because I'm so used to clean versions that, unlike a lot of people, I don't care about cleans. Except for YG's fucking album. Because it's so fucking dirty.
It's an amazing album.
The album is so good.
That shit is fire.
I was shocked by
happy.
Shocked by the sequencing. Shocked by the skits.
Everything. Like, you don't have to wait for the song to go.
Yo, let me tell you what's shocking. It's trying to talk to YG in front of his security.
Where?
They came out of the car the other day, and I went up to YG, gave him a big hug. I was like, what up, man?
I sometimes can't stand that, but then sometimes I understand.
No, I don't know him yet. I get it. But, like, the thing is, his security, I was the New Yorker was taking pictures of me. So he has a picture of me, like, extending my hand to a security guard. Because, you know, you also don't know who everyone is.
Right.
So I try to treat everyone like I assume they're their friend and that they know who I am.
Right.
Most times they do. Some people don't. Or some people know who I am, still don't trust me. You know what I'm saying? They're still going to treat you like, what? So, big ups to YG and his scary security guard.
Right.
But the album's fucking amazing. Yes. So I'm very happy for him and Mustard. By the way, Syfe, the countdown to Summer Jam and us taking a picture that involves Mustard and Mustard has to happen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's going to be an Instagram, a hot dog Instagram. I don't care what it looks like. Right. Don't pause it. Or you can. It makes no difference.
Yeah, pause, please.
No, we got to go on a... I want to go on a funny This Is Hot 97 mission at Summer Jam this year.
I really, my dream would be that the show is picked up by then, and when you and I go to Summer Jam,
we're cameras.
Because let's think about what's gonna happen. Ebro won't be able to deal. He has too much shit to do. The girls, the makeup situation for them, too annoying.
In the sun,
you
heat.
And I backstage is doing shenanigans for the TV show would be amazing.
Living.
Amazing. You know, I don't really care about going on the stage anymore. One time, I do the festival stage. That main stage pop is so annoying. Wow. We thought, Syfe, we thought you were going to have a huge moment on the big stage, and that got jerked from you.
Victor Cruz?
No, J-Lo this year.
How'd it get jerked from me?
Didn't happen.
Oh, she's not coming?
You didn't hear the announcement. We've announced the lineup.
I thought she was going to be...
A surprise?
Yeah, or added on or something.
She wasn't on the lineup.
I wouldn't have got that anyway. Angie would have got that.
Ebro told me the plan was to have you DJ the set.
You think what Ebro says in April about Summer Jam matters?
Good point. Touche.
That shit changes so regularly.
Well, do you think anyone will wear the robe that Smoke Dizzle wore at Summer Jam last year?
I hope so.
Smoke Dizzle might pop up in that robe on Summer Jam.
Oh, good point. Smoke Dizzle, who are you closest with in rap? You're friends with so many people. Who are you closest with in the rap?
Why am I always seeing you with Cam and Dame and Jim?
Is that new? They co-signed you recently, right?
Yeah, it's new, but it's old at the same time because I've been fucking with Dame for a minute, but we kind of like fell out of contact. But those are my big brothers. Like, they show love.
From how long ago? Like, from back in the day?
No, me and Dame? Yeah, from DD172.
Syfe. No. Sorry, no. Just put it back.
What?
You're just rattling shit. It's mad loud. Like, you're just being nuts. Sorry. You're doing Syfe sounds right now. Once an episode...
I don't know what he was talking about.
Once an episode, he just
I put
starts...
my laptop away, so my hands gotta do something now.
Jesus. You're fucking Talladega Nights. What's his name again?
Ricky Bobby.
You're Ricky Bobby. I don't know what to do with my hands. Look at him. Now he's spinning the CD. Good. Spin the CD. Don't break it. I saw you want to break the CD. Don't break the CD. No. So, okay. So, you... Oh, from back in the day, or?
Well, from DD172 with Dame.
And, what's that?
That was the studio.
That was the studio slash
yeah, not too long ago.
Company
after Jay.
That's why Dame still owes me $2,000.
You don't know him before Jay.
I don't know him.
You don't know.
I don't know the golden era.
You don't know like the Cameron, Big L, Mace.
You're too young for that.
Dame I'm too Dash. Young for that. I don't know that Dame.
He wasn't a like a neighborhood legend that you would see around.
Well, he was a legend. Period. But you know, Dame is from the East. I'm from the West. So growing up, I didn't really.
Who's from your neighborhood?
Yeah, who's, yeah.
My neighborhood. I'm from 119th.
And okay. What?
Between Manhattan and Morningside, 911.
Manhattan and
Morningside. So that's super low.
Not actually. Because I'm in 116th.
Low, I'm in Southern Harlem.
ASAP right. Rocky, Nass, you know what I mean?
That's, I don't know. I know Harlem starts at 110, but I always feel it starts at 125th.
Damn, you're calling them not
like,
Harlem.
No, I'm not.
Damn, that's
no.
Let me explain it. Harlem guy, right? So 125th is like the marker. That's like what separates uptown from downtown.
Correct.
So from 110th to 125th, that's downtown Harlem. From
right.
125th to 155th, that's uptown Harlem.
55th? Yes. Not 45th?
55th. Rucker Park.
45th is 45th shopping.
No, that's Harlem. All of it right. is Harlem. But from 125th
so why more?
To 155th,
right.
that's uptown Harlem.
Got it.
From 125th to 110th, that's
because here's the thing.
Difference in people.
And it's a difference.
Like east side and west side
exactly.
Harlem people.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
Hey, but real quick, because also here's the thing. I know this from living where I live. You definitely couldn't call 119th the Upper West Side.
Yeah, definitely.
So what
no,
the
no,
fuck? You
no,
know what
no,
I'm saying?
I know it's
Morningside.
Yeah,
you call it Morningside.
I know it's Harlem. I know. I'm just saying.
But in your like, brain,
when
you
I think of Harlem, I just automatically
you think 139 and Lenox, the danger zone.
What about? How do you feel about Spanish Harlem?
I got love for Spanish Harlem.
Because Bodega Bams claims Harlem.
He's from over there. He's
from
120,
Spanish Harlem.
123rd and Lex.
Oh, that's he's from 123rd.
That high up.
That's
you're saying it was 106th. How do you
yeah,
feel
those
about
103 niggas, man. What y'all doing down there?
But you know, he played the East Side too. So it's like, you know, he played all the whole.
So how do you know him from high school?
I know him from high school because high school brought everybody together.
And you went.
And I went there.
And why did he go there if he was on the East Side? Just
because it was his own school. It was actually the worst school in New York City.
It was zoned for.
Yes.
Where he lived on the all the way east like that.
Yep.
Oh. Let me tell you something right now. If you're not a New Yorker, and most of our listening audience is not, the school system in New York, if you're not, makes no fucking sense.
Yeah,
it's weird as shit.
Yeah.
They have these weird specialized schools that no other
That's what
place.
I went to a specialized
you went to a specialized school. Yours was one for retards. no, Sife did.
I was a dude school.
Sife went to aviation.
I went to aviation.
Oh shit. Okay.
And by the way, the word retard is inappropriate, but it seemed appropriate in this moment.
2,000 dudes and 200 not so hot chicks.
Yo, how many guys did you have sex with in high school? Just be honest. Zero. Yeah. Honest to God. Because those percentages are...
I was only there 1 year, ninth grade.
So if you lasted longer...
I wasn't fucking yet.
Okay. Junior year, I'm going to be honest, no disrespect, you would have been fucking guys. Junior year, it was like jail if you're there that long. It's not even gay.
Yeah,
it's just that many men.
Cold-blooded.
Now, yeah, but school in fucking New York is weird. People do the specialty schools. They do the zone schools.
Yeah, mine's was
the zone is like if you do nothing, that's where you're going to school.
But the thing is, Brandeis...
Kinda.
But Brandeis, you're saying, is one of the shittiest schools.
Brandeis was lean on me.
Okay, literally?
Literally.
No. Not literally.
We had.
But was
no,
it
literally?
No.
It was lean on
no, no, but it's not. Literally means the one in Jersey. He's saying, like, is
oh.
that the school where it's based
on? Oh, no, 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 no.
Literally.
No, 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 no.
You mean literally,
but
figuratively.
Like, yeah. Figuratively.
Yeah, yes.
But that's in my neighborhood. Metal detectors and scan body scanners.
What's it like now? Still bad?
I don't know. I think it's shut down, probably.
No, it's not. It's still there. At least as a few years ago when I lived there. I mean, I moved up a few blocks, but. The funniest part is Brandeis is in my old neighborhood in the 80s in Broadway or Amsterdam. The neighborhood is fucking fantastic, and the school
yeah, but
is ass.
But, yeah. but 7 to 7:30 and 2:30 to 3:30 is like, ah!
Right now, guys, I'm going to tell you this right now. There, when I take naps in my neighborhood and my window's open, even when it's closed, and I'm on the 23rd floor, the ruckus... After school time
is ridiculous.
I want to throw shit out my window. Like, I'm gonna tell you something right now. I don't really care how this sounds. This is my podcast. Black children are fucking loud. Like, let's just keep it full a hundo. White kids are loud too, but black kids are loud. Facts.
I mean,
you wouldn't argue that would
is,
you?
Valid.
Facts. Like, on the street of New York, a group of black school kids are fucking loud.
Now,
I'm like,
night,
God
I
damn.
Went to the Highline Ballroom to hang out with Mac Wiles, and you know, it's right by those 19th Street projects.
Yep.
So there was like five kids. They had to be like, I don't know, 13, 14, like young, maybe, yeah, like 13, I think. two black kids, a black girl, a Spanish kid, and a white girl. And they all, you can tell they all live in that project. But like their front yard is 9th Avenue. You know what I'm saying? And they came out their house, the building, I guess they were going to the store across the street. But they're crossing the street like it's a lawn. Hmm. And they're fucking loud as shit. And I'm like, there's traffic coming. And I was like, you know what? They do this every single day. Like, that's their front yard.
It's very weird.
It's just fucking loud.
But that's the weird thing about the world, that you expect people to relate or be able to get along. And then you think about how differently people are raised.
Yeah.
Like, I was raised in the suburbs. My view of how I treat my neighborhood in New York now is much different than it will be if I have children who grow up on the Upper West Side of Manhattan also. Everyone will, it's different. Like, yeah. New Yorkers are, that's why, honestly, I really fuck with the idea of being rich and living in Manhattan. Because kids who grow up in Manhattan, even the rich ones, have a little bit different street sense about them.
Of course.
Because the shit's just moving. Like, you have to know how to move.
Yeah, for sure.
You can meet kids who fucking grew up in the Upper East Side and were rich, but if they were moving around Manhattan, it's just different.
Yeah, you know.
Suburban kids get up. My fucking brother-in-law, when he first came up, he was looking around like a fucking lost dog.
Can't stand. I don't
Connor
drive
at first
in the city.
Was like, what's going on with Connor?
I don't drive in the city.
Focus up, Connor.
Come on, Connor.
What does that mean?
What?
Like, girls, like, oh, I don't drive to the city. For what? Why not? Just driving.
No, people, the weirdness about driving this, my in-laws, I think they might have to drive here this weekend to bring Connor's stuff up. They always take the bus. I'm like, guys, the bus is cramped. You're not that old. Because my in-laws are 10 years younger than my parents. And my parents still drive sometimes. But as they've gotten older, my parents have been doing the drive, the D.C. to New York drive. No exaggeration. They've probably done it 500 times over the years, right? Like, my dad's from here. So they've done it over and over and over. And now they're in their mid to late 60s. Sometimes they just want to get on the bus. My in-laws have barely done it. And they're in, like, their mid-50s. Like, they're straight. I'm like, guys, jump in the car. You can leave whenever you want. If you want, when you get here, I'll help you park. P.S. I have a garage in my building if you want to just fork over 25 a night and not think about it. Yep. Not that big a deal.
Right.
The bus is so easy. I'm like, no, it's not. It's cramped and annoying. And if there's a bathroom stop, you have to wait. People in the driving in New York, I'm like, it's really easy. You know, the numbers. And when I moved, and when I remember the first time I interviewed at Hot, it might have been one of the first times I just drove up to New York by myself. I always drove with my parents. And I was kind of like, oh, this is iffy. I'm driving. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's so easy. You get out of the Holland Tunnel. Hudson Street's right there. Oh, you pull over. It's easy.
Super easy.
Although Ratner, my buddy Ratner, who grew up in Long Island and goes to NYU, his sense of direction in Manhattan is an embarrassment.
I went to high school in Long Island. And when I started coming to the city, I made a strong effort to figure it out. To figure out Manhattan.
But here's my thing. Except for really the Lower East Side, which I think you have permission to not know, I still don't know.
I still don't know.
The streets I don't remember. You know every street pretty much.
No, there's some weirdo,
like,
weird
I don't know.
Side blocks that pop up.
Yeah. But not even the weird ones. There are tons of them. I don't remember even like where Rivington is in relation to Bowery. Or like I get confused. But everywhere else, it's pretty fucking easy. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Just got racial.
No, Sipe, not.
You see how dark skinned smoke this is? You can't say spade.
Ever?
Now you shouldn't.
Do you realize how much I say
shouldn't?
Do you realize how much I say spade a spade? And when I do, he does it. If I say it, every time I say it around here, someone goes, really? But I love the saying, let's call a spade. I don't even understand.
I just got it, too.
Why is let's call a spade a thing? Like, why wouldn't you call a spade? It's a spade.
I never got it. Oh, speaking of spades. What? No, I can't even talk about this.
Why?
Did I ever tell you about my Hooters chick?
I've heard that. We would love to hear it. Why couldn't you tell us right now?
No, we got to talk about Smoke Dism.
Why?
I want to hear about the Hooters chick.
Yeah.
It's not great.
But
it's
everyone knows.
This is a personal.
Dream Zone Achieved is out right now. Everyone knows one day we'll do the full biography of Smoke Dism's life. Right now, he's just hanging out with us.
Hanging out with my friends.
Hooters chick.
Yeah, tell us.
Picture it. Sicily, 1919.
Okay. Picture it. Hooters chick. Which location?
Nah, she didn't even work in Hooters.
Okay.
Or when I knew her. Maybe she had just left. I'm like, I don't even know. All right. Fucking Hooters chick I meet. Where did I meet her? I don't even know. Where
or the story start off to a bad start. I'll be honest. I encourage you to say it, but it's really
all right. Who this chick was, maybe in my mind, maybe I was young and dumb.
The hottest girl you've ever dealt with?
No, the one that got away.
Oh. Well, it sounds like it. When you say Hooters chick, it sounds like she was...
The one that got away.
Okay.
And she was on... They had, like, Hooters playing cards, and she was on one of them.
Ooh.
Nice.
She was... Okay, keep going.
And back then, I was having trouble in my relationship, but I was on some new shit trying to be a player. And people were like, nah, you got to tell girls you fuck with, you got a girl, so they know what's up. But I never used to do that. When I used to do my little side missions, I wouldn't say I had a girl, but then it would get fishy, right? So, like, you got to tell girls you got a girl, then they know what's up.
Of course. So you got to check right from the jump.
She's the first one I tried it with. Probably didn't know how to do it right. And I told her I had a girl, and she got very upset. Because we had already hung out, like, 2-3 times. And she got very upset.
Oh, you waited too long.
Too long, right? I didn't know. I'm a baby at this game.
Listen, I have never pulled this off, but if I was out here fucking but first then, day,
but,
it's like,
but
you know.
My problem is if you tell them right away and they say no, then I was like, fuck, I shouldn't have told them.
Yeah. The thing is, you wanted it so bad. You were so thirsty.
Thirst bucket.
Oh my God.
Thirst bucket.
So anyway.
There wasn't enough Sprite in the world to cure the
so
thirst.
She got a little weird with me, and I think she had an ex that was, she was kind of still dealing with. Boom. So I was like, well, it didn't work out. And then, so I still have her email and her number. Called a couple times, no answer. My God, she changed her number. Then the email was a Hotmail. So I was like, oh, this is probably some bullshit. Twice a year, I send an email like, hey,
twice checking a year in. You did that? Have you retired from it?
Yeah, like the last 2 years I stopped. Matter of fact, to the point where one time we were shooting our show and I saw her name in my phone pop up on an email. Spam.
But what do you mean?
It was spam from her email. Like, you know those weird...
So the email address still exists.
Yeah, but it's a Hotmail. Hotmail. People always, like, I know a lot of people had Hotmails to get, like, get bullshit emails.
This came from a spade because she was on the card?
Eight of spades.
That was her card?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. I'm DJing Greenhouse Saturday. I go to the Spanish restaurant afterwards. Boom, sitting at the next table.
Wow.
Oh! 10 years!
Hold on.
10 years!
How did she look?
Amazing.
Really?
Beautiful Spanish chick.
She kept it?
Together.
Okay, so what happened?
Nothing.
Did you say hello?
Yeah.
No, but give us a...
Nothing.
I said hello. I said, yo, I'm fucking... I had a speech for you. Ready. But I'm really happy to see you right now. Like the hate went away. The hate of abandoning me.
Was she married?
Nah.
Single still.
She's single and ready to mingle.
Did she know that you were popping in these streets?
No, she's like, so I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Why you never hit me? I email you. Blah, blah, blah. I show her the email. She's like, that's still my email. I'm like, I email you. She's like, oh, that's not my main email. Then she goes, but that's my number. Still the same number.
Wow.
I gave up on the number.
She might have been playing you. Maybe she played you.
She's cool now, though. I seen her.
You saw her?
She works in the clubs.
Maybe she wasn't the one that got away.
Well.
she's still single. It's been 10 years.
No, but it's that, the, you know, that the place and time thing.
I know, but real quick, just for the sake of argument, what does your wife do for a living?
She works in finance. Mm.
Feels like it wasn't the one that got away.
No. My wife is the right one.
But
I'm just saying at the
it
time.
Was the piece that needed
and
to
the,
get
and
laid.
The, and the,
you
she
never
my,
laid it.
She's my white whale, man.
Did you smash?
No.
Oh, you didn't even smash.
That's
a sad story. You just told a really sad story. That story was sad for a multitude of reasons. The multiple emailing every year, even with no reply, was sad.
Yo, you do the same thing.
I just didn't tell it today. I didn't tell the story today. Listen, there's a good chance. There's a good chance when we go to LA, there'll be some girl we see that I'll be like, let me tell you this pathetic story behind this.
It just won't be on a mic.
It won't be on a
in front of our in favorite front of rapper.
25, 30,000 listeners and Smoke Dizza.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
So, you got one? Who's yours that got away, huh?
Who's mine that got away?
Does your wife listen to podcasts?
Actually, no.
You'd be surprised.
She might hear it?
Yeah, you know, the one that got away came back. It was her.
Really?
Yeah.
She got away. How long?
We was in seventh grade together.
Shit.
So I knew her. I known her since then, and then she got away. And then maybe around 20, 21.
Wow, so you were apart for a long time.
Yeah.
Y'all been together since then?
Got my swagger back, huh?
You never saw her in between?
In between, nah.
You didn't go to high school together?
Does I have a question?
High school was like the separation point, like her life over there and my life where I was.
Where's over there? Different part of Harlem?
She went to school. She went to Chelsea.
Shit.
Yeah.
I have a question. Do you have a breath mint in your mouth?
Yes, I do.
How long have you had that in your mouth?
I just put it in there.
Pause. Oh, you just keep them fresh.
Yeah, keep them fresh.
Because I've seen one the whole time. Like, is he the same goddamn breath?
He's from Harlem, man.
They could pull that off. Harlem dudes are slick. So real quick.
What? I fall under your theories on black people being clean, stuff like that.
The constant breath, man. Yes, I respect it though. Breath one, I always respect. I have nights like where if I'm out without gum on a night where I'm gonna be talking to people, like I'm miserable. Like I have hip hop mic, so I get gum.
I walk with Listerine on a regs.
In your pocket?
In my bag, in my car, in my locker.
The strips work too. You know, I smoke blunts.
See, you got it.
You gotta have it around. Yeah, you can't have the blunt breath. That's inappropriate.
Blunt breath sucks. Hey, okay, so real quick. So my wife, my lovely wife, was profiled, as I mentioned earlier, on Barstool Sports. And basically, it's a website that's about sports, but it's really just about finding hot chicks in sports. And they found my wife.
Any which way.
Any which way. Like, she's a sideline reporter.
Like, what's
girlfriend
her,
what's of...
Andrews? Aaron Andrews.
Aaron
she's
Andrews.
Like popping on there.
Sure. Okay. A girlfriend of a football player who they showed in the crowd a bunch of times.
Got you.
They looked them
Jessica
up.
Jessica Simpson was hot on there when
no,
she was
No, I don't know if she would have been. Maybe they would have mentioned her, but it's more about them finding people.
Okay.
And then they stalked them on social media and like pull up their pictures and like
that's
check out.
That's the fucking website.
Yes.
Okay. Do they talk sports at all?
Yes, there's some sports posts. I'm not a regular, but there's a picture of my wife.
Barstool.
There's a frozen picture of her from the TV commercial that they're running for the Mets. It's not even a crazy picture of her. It's a very regular. She was disappointed with this picture. She's like, I look weird. So this year, the Mets are basically running these fake commercials on SNY.
Weird.
Like, blah, blah, blah. It's about how the commercials suck. They're desperate to sell tickets. Anyway, Alexa Dad is the star of these fake commercials, and I'm in love with her. She also covers Fordham basketball for SNY. She's like Allie LaForce, except she's draped in orange and blue and reps the Mets and covers the Rams. She's perfect. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Kevin Burkhart. He's the play-by-play guy. He's one of the best in the business, but you ain't got dimples like that, KB.
Who's
hopefully, we'll
writing
see
this?
The blogger for Barstool.
Okay,
I looked him up. He's like 80,000 followers, though. Hopefully, we'll see a lot more of Alexa as the year goes on. Blah blah blah. P.S. Nesson, the sports station in Boston. P.S. Nesson downgrades Jenny Dell to some ugly Asian dude, and the Mets are trotting out blonde smokes. Maybe things really will be different this year. Then there's a picture of my wife in the Mets shirt. My wife holding a puppy. My wife in a bikini with her boobs out.
Don't look at that picture. It is awkward.
It's a lot. My wife's showing a lot in that picture.
I never even knew she had all that.
Well, so this is the best thing about the comments, right? So
she
so
hides it well.
So the best thing about my wife is she's been trained from watching me for 7 years and consoling me from internet trolling that when this came up, I'm like, honey, did you see the comments? And her reply is just like amazing. Like she doesn't even get upset at all. Her family saw it and was not pleased with it. They're going to have to get used to it. But she knows she wants to be on TV and she's hot. People are going to say disgusting shit about you. Men say, think about what we say about women. Yeah. So
you read comments?
Yeah. Funny shit, Jim was giving me a speech yesterday about reading comments because I was complaining about something.
Oh, Jim ain't read a comment ever.
Oh, these people don't even exist, my nigga.
Like, yeah. He's right.
I don't read comments at all.
He's right.
I got to get off the comment shit.
So here's how it is. Here's the comments. The last picture is my wife with Terrio, by the way. That's the one they chose for some reason. So I'm going to read you the comments. So keep in mind the shots I told you guys. Bikini, Met shirt, proper, little Terrio. Comments. This first comment is from a guy named Shitty Dicks. Black kid is killing it. That's all I said. Next comment by L Hunchback. Face 6, body 9. Kind of almost insulting. Chick is an Iowa 10, NYC 5. her box should be eaten by me. You mean they managed to find a decent-looking girl in New York to star in a commercial? Oh, my God. Look at those sweater puppies. This is my favorite one. This is my favorite one. Sneaky big tits. Yo, Saif, honestly, for Juan Epstein of the future, I say it right now, sneaky big tits might last forever. Sneaky big tits might be here to stay.
It's so true.
Because it's true. I know it's true. I told her, I was like, honey, I know about your tits, but they are sneaky big tits. It's a great comment.
Big tits is the fucking best.
Boobs. Where is she hiding them under the Met shirt? Her dimples make my pants tighten.
I didn't even know she had. Let me see a picture.
What, her dimples?
Yeah, I never even noticed.
I don't. You know, it's funny
because I don't stare at your wife,
and I don't
why.
Notice dimples. Is that something people like? I don't even like dimples in particular. She has dimples, I guess, when she smiles.
That doesn't open up. I don't even notice.
But why do people comment on that? Some people comment on.
Some guys like that. Yeah,
it turns them on. You put your dick in it. Your dick in the dimple. I don't get what they. I don't understand. Anyways, hold on, let me see if there's any other ones that are tremendous. But
sneaky, what is it?
Sneaky big tits, though, is just so epic. Funny. Chick got some big old knockers. If the Mets are that desperate to sell tickets, they'd be wise not to keep those sweater puppies all bundled up. Oh, God.
Yo.
Oh, here's a line about me. Someone said something. Someone said something like, she's with Peter Rosenberg. Oh, yeah. This must be someone we're related to. She's a cool person. Peter Rosenberg of Hot 97's wife. Who said that? Who randomly tried to be nice? That guy stepped in a big pile of shit with her.
What does that mean?
Like I lucked out.
Oh, I get it.
Even though you call my wife a pile of shit. Anyways, I was very proud of her that her response was laughing. It's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to care about what losers who, I mean, come on. You know how many things I comment on in the world? I do read too many comments, but I don't comment on
shit. You comment on shit?
Never in my life.
Oh, I comment on Facebook pictures of friends.
Why do you read them?
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, like, if I see something, I'm like, well,
Instagram,
you know,
and Facebook, I will do normal comments.
I read them because I want to see what people are saying.
Even though we shouldn't care.
Even I shouldn't care. But,
no,
know,
I think you should care, but
200 comments,
but not
like, all right,
YouTube.
Let me see what's going on?
Well, YouTube's the
YouTube. I never look at
YouTube. Let's be honest. YouTube and WorldStar
set you up.
YouTube and WorldStar are the animals of the world
because it's like people that actually know you that's on WorldStar. Like, oh, let me hate on this.
You think that happens?
I know it happens because it's too close. Like,
oh,
it's
people
like,
say things that are close.
It's like, come on, what are you talking about? Like,
see this nigga coming out of fairway yesterday.
Yeah, like you know shit like that. Like
looking like a cornball.
Yeah, random shit. Like just random shit. Like yeah, he don't really be out there, but his niggas be out there and start name dropping and like, all right, cool. All right, buddy, I know who you are. Well, I see you.
The kind of hate we all have to deal with is all different based on our community, too. Like you have different hood shit you get, too.
See, I get the jealous Harlem guys that, like, aspiring rappers that don't know how to, like, be like, yo, I fuck with you. Like, yo, I like what you're doing. And they'll be like, well, fuck that nigga, man. Yeah, that nigga's whack. I should be in his place. And I get that type
of thing. How do you, what's your attitude on, like, how do you, if you know, they don't openly, blatantly hate on you, but you kind of feel they're a hater. How do you approach that?
With a smile. Because
I've been on some new shit lately. I mean, I've been showing extra love to haters.
You got to show extra love because it makes them feel weird.
Yeah. I like love the retweet. I love the retweet of hate with an LOL or my man.
Or a smiley face. Yeah. You got to do that type.
No, but that's
they want to be acknowledged.
Was it sarcastic?
That's the whole thing. They just want to be acknowledged. And the quiet hate, even the subliminal hate, it's like they want you to see it. Mm-hmm. And then they want you to act on it. And when you don't give it to them, it's like, damn, man, he really might be cool, man. Damn,
so you think it's better? So that's the question. So what's better? So it's better to ignore it.
Ignore it. Unless it's like blatantly like somebody that you want to drag your nuts on, then you just be like.
Right, right.
You
know what I mean? But for a random anonymous.
They just want to be heard.
Do you hate anybody?
No.
You ever hate on. Not hate, not like hate, like when I kill, but like,
dislike.
Do you hate on, like a hater? Are you a hater?
Sometimes. I mean, everybody got inner hate in them somewhere. Like,
I really, really, really try to fight it.
I fight it too, but you can't fight it because it's normal human being.
It's normal. It's human nature.
Human nature to be like.
Like, I got somebody I'm hating right now, and I keep trying to unhate. And I can't
got,
do it.
I got like two like.
But I don't say anything loud, and I just like can't I even, can't fuck with him.
I can't fuck, man. Look,
what world is this person?
I got two of those too.
Sife, hold on. What world? Don't say anything else. But what world are they in?
In the industry.
Hip hop industry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yours are artists or?
They're in the industry. As
industry
well.
People.
Yeah.
Industry people. I mean, I have a bunch of industry people that I'm. It's just the nature of the beast. But then, you know.
But is it that bad? Like, I try to be a good person, but like, is it that bad? Like, some people just don't get along. Like,
everybody's not supposed to get along.
You're not all supposed to get along, right?
Or else the world would be the place that the world, you know, everybody wants it to be, but.
It's impossible.
It's impossible
Guys,
for
listen,
everybody to
listen,
get along.
I grew up with a family that instilled values in me.
What was the shit you said?
I'm going to tell you again. I'm sure they've heard it, and I'm going to say it again. Which is why, growing up, I saw my father read the obituaries every day looking for his enemies to die. That's real. That happened. Not only that, I got to watch my dad, the person who my dad checked on the most, the person he checked on the most, hated him the most. It was the name, I don't even really know who this man is, but in my brother and my mind, it was a boss of his and it was someone he hated. Saw him, he would always be like, is he dead yet? Then time passes. The guy's probably 80 now, 75. Who knows? Way older than my dad. And maybe 5 years ago, 3 years ago, this thing happened where he did some bad shit. This dude did some shit. He basically did some shit that was anti-American. And the story got leaked that he had done, because my dad's into politics. And he did some shit that was literally unpatriotic.
Right.
Anti-American, and was going to potentially face charges for it, like, you did bad. And my dad was given the information, and my dad, being a writer, got to write the article. And just be like, here's what happened. Wow. And I sat there, and guess what? Do you think he felt bad about it? He did not. He felt great about it.
That's weird. I would feel bad about it.
He doesn't. My dad doesn't. If someone has wronged him, and me too. I feel bad. Even when I have beef with someone, if I do something, if I say something, like yesterday wasn't even that bad. I asked in an interview about the Breakfast Club, and I said very normal, nice things. And then I sort of went into a little thing about, they're like, well, do you have actual beef with anyone? I said, oddly enough, the only person I have some real life tension with is Angela, which is odd because she was my friend. Well, we're not good anymore. Because I saw her and I tried to make up with her. It wasn't good. I texted her. She ignored it. Like, it was just kind of weird. And even I didn't say anything about it. I didn't call her a bad person. Didn't use a mean name. I still felt bad. I'm like, I shouldn't even say it. And then I look at my dad and I see how he handles things. When the fact of the matter is, I tried to make up with Angela a few times. I shouldn't feel bad anymore. It's time to move on. You reach out to someone, you extend, they don't reply. Even if other people tell you, no, they're really this way. It's like, I tried. I'm a good person. I know that. You should be able to walk away and say, fuck that. And I admire my dad when he knows someone fucked him over, because my dad is the nicest person. My dad doesn't ask for favors. Why do you think the reason Stephanopoulos put me on Good Morning America like that, literally got done in a minute and a half, is my dad does nothing but favors for Stephanopoulos and has never asked him for anything.
Mm.
Doesn't ask for shit. So when
that's a flaw too, though.
That's a flaw. No, my dad has been turning down shit forever. My dad is a...
I've been saying yes lately.
Say yes.
I asked Just Blaze to DJ my birthday party.
What'd he say?
Yes.
Why wouldn't he?
I think... You know, you're popping in a world, by the way. Just for the record, you're popping in a world that Just isn't popping in.
It's a good look for him to do
your main... Like a party? Just mostly does... And I admire Just. He's amazing. Mostly does nerdy shit. Like,
it's slightly nerdy.
But still, you're associated with the chicks there. It'll be on the radio. That's a good look for Just. Why not do it? It mixes it nice with all...
Yeah, Just is a solid guy.
Just is going to do it.
He wouldn't say.
Of course he would. And he respects
him. Only reason why he almost said no is because he thought he was booked. Yeah.
Of course. But also, people respect you. You have I don't know why, but people respect you.
Trying to figure it out.
People respect you. I said in the article, part of the reason I survived was because people respect you.
I'm using it now, though. But for good. To help others.
Use it to help yourself.
I'm using it to help Smoke Dizzer.
Yeah, well, you should.
That's awesome, man. I need.
But I feel bad. I didn't even know he had an album coming out.
Well, you're a piece of shit.
How would I know that?
Well, I did tell you when I seen you the last time.
You said you were working on music. I didn't know it was that close.
I didn't even realize though.
But I love you.
Yeah, we got the picture. We got the picture with the kush.
Exactly.
When you sent it, a rough of it to me a while ago, I didn't realize it was this soon either. I was like, damn, why is he sending this months early? I didn't realize. I should have figured it out then that if he let me hear the whole thing, it's probably
done and about to come out.
And I was fucking, and I'm very honored by the people. There's only you, Bronson. It's only about 3 or 4 people in the world which is kind of crazy, who give me their entire projects early. You'd think more people would be comfortable. People who I know well, I'm like, just send me the project.
Nah, man, I wouldn't think a lot of people would. You got a bad rep, man.
For what?
Like the way Iggy Azalea looked at you yesterday.
Well, she was scared?
Yeah, people are scared of you, or us, or the station, or Ebro.
I think hers was more Ebro. I think her and I were mostly good. But in general, you're right. And the way even T.I. was.
I think
people are just weird with me.
Well, T.I., we know why. But then he probably told her something. And then you and Nikki is just, I guess, just, it's really weird, man.
That heat is over, though, isn't it?
Oh,
but
yeah.
No.
For me.
The heat is over. The after effects still there. People still won't do our show because that crazy white boy is going to come at me.
It's nuts.
It's crazy. Really? And I'm like, if you notice, he's puss. He's Twinkie filling.
And I want to love music. And I want to be friends with artists and be good with them. Like, it's nuts.
No, but you had so many issues with Drake. And then today, again.
Well, I didn't diss him bad. I said, this is not my kind of song. I can't lie, though. I'm Jim Carrey. I'm liar, liar. I cannot lie.
Like, all the issues you have with Drake, and then you kind of make up, and you DM, and y'all fix it, and then y'all... And then today, I was like, why is he... Just don't say anything
at all. The song was... I was just like, this...
The song is playing.
What, the Lauryn Hill joint?
No, he dropped another one today.
Oh, I yawned, didn't I?
Yeah, he goes...
Sorry!
The thing with Drake is... His internet nerd squad watches everything Rosenberg does. So Drake might not watch it, but his nerd squad does. Yeah, and then every time they're like, here we go again.
He's a phenomenal rapper, though.
He's a great rapper. But
you
guess
think Drake's
what?
A great rapper?
Yes.
Oh, I do, too.
Not songmaker.
No.
I'm talking about lyric. Songmaker. Songmaker, we know.
That nigga is nice.
Lyrics. Wordplay. Delivery.
Cadence. Delivery.
I agree.
Rapping. He's nice.
Well, can we be clear?
He's nice.
Yes.
That singing song he put out today was not Find My Love or Hold On, We're Going Home.
No. It was not a hit record.
But it was like the writing was lazy.
I never understand those records either.
He puts those slow,
but
droning singing ones.
It's something about, it's like, I think that's his version of our podcast. He puts those out for his fans,
yeah, maybe
his
right.
heads.
And they
that
love
like,
it.
Yeah, that like, they understand his sublims.
I understand.
Because it might be connected to another sublim.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
To us as a DJ.
I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, it's just a weird, slow song. But he connects with his fans, you know?
No, you're right. Hey, I gotta go. I gotta go to WrestleMania.
It is Mania.
Oh,
weekend.
Talk wrestling.
I mean, that's too late now.
Yeah.
Him and I can just talk in our private time. But I am leaving right now. Mania.
When you flying out?
6:50 tonight, so I got to go home and clean
lucky
up.
Lucky SOB.
I'm not going to lie. I am.
You got to go home and what?
Yeah, you are lucky.
Clean up.
What do you mean? Clean up your house?
My in-laws are staying at my house for a couple of days.
If they weren't, would you be going home and clean up?
And I got to get my bag. I just get my
bag. Mom would not travel without cleaning the house. Top to bottom, scrub.
First.
Bleach. Insane clean the house before we left.
So when you came
but
back,
when she came
all,
back,
open
was...
all the windows so the house airs out while we're away. Comes back, cleans it again.
No. All right, well, that's crazy. Now I know why you're fucking nuts, because that's nuts.
Come home, shut the windows, clean. Not as thorough, but clean it again. That's why when you say clean up, I'm like... Oh, is that a thing? Clean up before travel?
Your mom's a psycho. That's not a thing. Dream Zone Achieved is out right now.
Dream Zone Achieve.
Zone?
Zone.
Dreams Zone Achieve.
Dream Zone.
Dream Zone
Achieve.
What does that mean?
There's a...
One word. Answered it. 2 syllables.
See you later.